Welcome back to Daddy's house, little one. It's so nice to see you again. But you haven't been behaving very well since you've been gone. Daddy's gonna have to lay down a few rules. I'm sorry to do this, but you need discipline, and you need guidance. So listen carefully to these rules, little one, because if you don't follow them, there are gonna be repercussions. Remember, you are now 24 months old. You'll do as all 24-month-olds do, including using your diapers, drinking from bottles, eating in a high chair, and even having a babysitter when Daddy's not around. Rule number one, you will not speak like a big boy or big girl, because you're just a little one, and you should use words appropriate to your age. So don't forget, you will not speak like a big boy or a big girl. Which leads me to rule number two, no bad words. That's right. Rule number two is no bad words. Because you shouldn't be using naughty words like that. You're too young, too little. And if you use them, you're going to get a spanking or maybe soap in the mouth. Number three, never ever touch your diapers. That's Daddy's area. You just worry about being a good little one and enjoying yourself as a little. But if you touch your diapers, you're gonna be in big trouble. Number four. If you need a change, you have to find an appropriate way to tell an adult using baby talk. That's right, you have to talk like a baby and ask for a change if you want one. And rule number five, if you don't tell an adult that you have soiled or wet your diaper, you're just gonna have to wait until someone does a diaper check. Rule number six, never remove your clothes or check your diapers yourself. That's Daddy's responsibility. That's right, that's Daddy's territory. And it's not your job to worry about what you're wearing or your diapers. Number seven, never touch your naughty bits. It's just not appropriate for a little one like you to do that. And if Daddy says it's okay, maybe I'll let you masturbate by fingering your hole. But otherwise, you shouldn't be touching your naughty bits at all. Number eight, you may not come without Daddy's permission. That's right, little one. No getting around this rule. No trying to hump your plushies or pillows, or find some other way to get off without touching your naughty bits. You're not allowed to come without Daddy's permission. And number nine, don't fuss or talk back to grown-ups. That's right, you might not like all these rules, but grown-ups know what's best for you. So if you fuss or talk back, we'll have to punish you. And you wouldn't want that, would you, little one? Number 10. Wear what you're put in without any complaining. That's right. Whether it's something adultish or something very, very babyish, you wear what you are put in, and you don't complain. Because 24-month-olds don't understand. They don't feel embarrassed about looking like a little baby in front of everyone. Because that's exactly what they are. And that's exactly what you are from now on. Number 11. Don't attempt to hide anything Daddy gives you or makes you wear. Whether it's in front of others or in public. If Daddy puts a pacifier in your mouth, you're going to wear that pacifier. Don't hide it. And if you try to hide anything, whether it's your diaper sticking up over your pants, your pacifier, your bottle, anything else, and Daddy catches you doing that, he'll just make it extra obvious. So next time you won't try to hide it. Because there's nothing to be ashamed of, little one. You're a baby. And you're supposed to be wearing and using those things. Number 12, you use your diapers whenever and wherever you need them. You will not hold in your pee or your poop to avoid embarrassment. That's right, little one. If you don't use your diapers whenever and wherever you need to, Daddy will have to do a couple extra things to make sure you do use them like you're supposed to. And that just might mean a little suppository or diuretic to make sure you're using your diapers enough. Number 13. You're not to use the toilet, not at all. If you're not wearing a diaper, you should be using a pup pad or something similar. But you're never ever to be allowed on the toilet. And that leads me to rule number 14. You should never enter the bathroom without daddy, mommy, or your babysitter. That's right, little one. You're not allowed in the bathroom. It's not safe for people your age. You could fall in the toilet, fall in the tub, something could happen, so you're not allowed in the bathroom on your own. And the bathroom will be locked, so you can't get in there either. Number 15, you won't feed yourself unless instructed to do so. And when you do feed yourself, you'll have to use your hands. But most of the time, you'll have an adult, a grown-up, to do that for you. Sorry, little one, but that's just how it is. Number 16, when your passy is put in, it does not come out unless an adult takes it out. That's right, little one, you do not take out your own passy. And if you do, there will be spankings. So leave your passy in when it's put in, because it's in there for a reason, to help you calm down and keep you nice and quiet while the adults talk and do what they have to do. Number 17, you will only play with the baby toys that mommy and daddy give you. And that includes cell phones and other big boy and girl things. You should not be touching things like that unless they've been given to you. And we'll make sure to keep those out of your reach whenever possible. And number 18, you will be polite and respectful to all adults and do what they tell you. You can call them sir or ma'am. Or maybe they have another title they want to call you. And if you're not sure, you can ask them what they want to be called. But no matter what, you have to respect them, because they're older than you and they know best. Number 19. Anyone over your age, 24 months, is an adult. That's right, little one. The neighbor boy down the street. Or the little ones in preschool, most of them are going to be older than you, and they're going to have the authority to tell you what to do. That's right, anyone older than 24 months is an adult to you, and you have to do what they say and respect them. Number 20, you won't fight with your siblings. That's right, any siblings you have, you will not fight with them. It's just not right. Number 21, you will address daddy as daddy and all other adults by their proper title. Number 22, you will refer to yourself by the correct name or pronoun given by your big. That's right. Whatever we decide your name should be, that's what it is. Even if you don't like it, you shouldn't complain, because you don't have a choice, little one. You're too little to make decisions like that. That's why grown-ups are in charge. Number 23, you will not interrupt or speak out of turn. And if you do, you'll get a passy. Number 24, you will not resist being diapered or changed. This may be an adjustment to you, or you may be very used to wearing diapers. But from now on, you will let daddy and the other adults diaper and change you when they need to. Number 25, you will not argue with bedtimes or naps. This is very important. Little ones like you need sleep. And even if it seems very early for a bedtime, and even if you don't think you're tired for a nap, adults know best. And we're just doing what's best for you. And you will not argue with bedtimes or naps. Number 26. Bedtime is at 8 o'clock every night. Unless daddy, mommy, or your babysitter decides different. Sorry, little one, but you just can't stay up past that late. Little ones like you need their sleep. 27. You must hold an adult's hand when you cross the street. It's just not safe to cross the street without holding an adult's hand. And so you better make sure you're holding daddy's hand or any other grown-ups whenever you cross the street. Number 28. Schoolwork comes before playtime. If you go to school, you will finish all your homework in a timely manner, and you have to finish it before you have any playtime. 29. You must tell your big if you need to stop or slow down. You will use agreed upon signals and safe words without hesitation if you need to, because Daddy needs to know that kind of thing. He needs to know that you're safe and happy, and he needs to know when you need to stop or slow down. So if you need to, use an agreed upon safe word so Daddy knows how to keep his little one safe and happy. 30. You may not wander off. You will need to hold an adult's hand at all times in public, and not just when crossing the street, because little ones like you can wander off and get lost, and Daddy doesn't want that to happen to you, so that's why you're going to have to hold an adult's hand when you're out in public. 31. You may not be in a room alone without being in a crib, a high chair, a playpen, or otherwise secured. That's right, little one. You have to be kept safe, so you can't wander around freely. Who knows what kind of trouble you'd get into. Number 32. You will not lie about or be ashamed of your diapers. You'll be proud of your littleness and own it. And if anyone asks you about your diapers, you will tell them the truth, that you're just a little baby and you need diapers because you can't hold your poo-poo and pee-pee. That's why you wear diapers, and that's why you let adults change you. Last rule, rule number 33. Any supervising adult has the right to make more rules as the situation dictates. There might be more rules in the future, depending on how you behave. But I promise if you're a good little one, then you'll have a lot of fun with Daddy. However, failure to follow any of these rules will result in an immediate spanking, and your punishment will increase with each infraction. Punishments for bad behavior may include corner time, chair time, spankings, enemas and suppositories, chastity devices, especially if you touch your little naughty bits, double diapers, loss of big boy or big girl privileges, a butt plug, or even tickle torture. But Daddy knows how to give rewards too. And if you're good, you might get ice cream, toys and plushies, a few big boy and big girl privileges. You might be allowed to eat adult food or have some TV time, but no adult programs. You might be allowed to even come if you're really good, or get to suck Daddy's passy. And you might even get a later bedtime, or stickers and gold stars for good behavior that day. So do your best, little one. Be a good one, and you'll have lots of fun with Daddy. I love you, little one. Good night.